So we have the beginning of the story of Samson, who was consecrated to the Lord from his birth, not drinking a strong drink, not cutting his hair, being a Nazarite, which it is said is the reason why he had this strength. Nazarites didn't drink strong drink or cut their hair, and they served the Lord in certain ways. And St. John the Baptist is doing the same. And Samson, of course, known for his great physical strength. St. John the Baptist for his great moral strength, spiritual strength, both coming from the power of God. You can see all through the history of the church and the history of the world, strength always comes from God. Fidelity to God maintains strength. In infidelity, God withdraws his strength, as he did from Samson when he got involved with the ladies. The warriors in the Old Testament who were unfaithful to God, Saul, who was disobedient to God, lost God's favor and was given into the hands of the Philistines. David, who was faithful to God, won all of his battles, was always successful until he was disobedient to God and committed grave sin. And then he faced loss. St. Joan of Arc was always faithful, was always winning her battles, etc., throughout the history of the church. And in our own lives, if we are faithful to God, our strength will come from God. We pray for success to come to our hands, and success always comes through fidelity to God, faithfulness to Him. Infidelity, which is why we should always pray in the morning that our day goes well, that we're successful in serving God and doing well and bringing about many good things. We've always prayed before. So failure comes in disobedience, but also comes in trusting in ourselves and not in God. Failure or lack of strength, lack of ability, comes from God withdrawing his grace, which is strength. The grace of God is the strength that we need to fight evil, the temptations, to be faithful to our Lord, to bring about good, to bring about the conversion of sinners too. We want to be able to affect the hearts of other people, and we think we might be able to do it by convincing language, but we can never do that when we are trusting in our own brilliance instead of God's grace. We can speak humbly, simply, and God, if we pray and rely on Him, then souls will be saved. So we always pray before what we do. Pray always that God brings success to the work of our hands, trusting in Him, and God will do great things through His work and through our faithfulness.
Fructum ventris tui.